You shouldn't say things about me, Al, when you know I'm getting up after you. Thank you for your words. I appreciate that. Our seniors group, we call ourselves the senior class. I'm sorry, we don't allow instrumental music. Our senior class is going to take a trip next, actually at 1st of December, going to Branson, Missouri for a week. And to prepare myself for that, I bought two books to read. Jokes for Seniors, Volumes 1 and Volume 2. And as I've been reading through that, some of them I don't get, so I have to call Al to have him. So be warned, Mike, I will be getting up after you as well. Anyway. Mike Vandenberg is going to come and speak to us now. I asked Mike if he could write down some things, and he gave me some pointers here about him. I never met him until this morning. Heard a lot about him. We have some similar interests, but I never met him. His wife, here's one thing I've learned about him just from reading what he wrote. He should have been a doctor. Anyway, his wife went Edna. Elna. He has three children. Mark is 45, Kelly's 42, and Matthew's 33. Mike comes from South Africa. He was an American missionary. And he came to the United States and went to Sunset School of Preaching. We have a connection there. He was there in 1975. I went there in 1985. And all Sunset grads have a connection. And he doesn't know it, but I've been praying for him every Monday. As per the vow I took when I left, that every Monday we pray for each other. And so I've been doing that, not knowing who he was. But I appreciate him being here this morning. He's done mission work in Africa. After he left Sunset, he did work in New York for 5 years. He was here at Central for 5 years. He went into stock brokerage business. And he said while he was doing that, he was preaching for free, which actually made him good for nothing. Now, he wrote here that he was retarded last year, but that's retired last year. Continues to work in missions, and as he calls himself, an itinerant preacher. Mike was supposed to be in Belize today. He had signed on to do some work to go on a mission trip in Belize. And that's another connection that we have. We have been going to Belize. This year we completed our 20th year of taking medical missions to the District of Corozal, 20 consecutive years into that area. Just real quickly, week before last, I got an email from the hospital in Corozal Town, Belize, and they have given us property to build a facility on. And I mentioned this at James Rozier's funeral. James served this congregation for many, many years as an elder. Was a tremendous, tremendous man and a tremendous influence on me and so many others. And continues to be an influence in the country of Belize. And so with the acquisition of this property, we are in plans now to build a facility in Belize in the northern district, which will The building will be built and named in Jesus' honor. And we're so looking forward to that. The outreach that this congregation has and will continue to have for years to come. So thank you for that. Mike's going to come and speak to us. And then the other John, we've had three Johns leading the singing today. And pardon me for getting it all confused, but when Mike is done, John will lead us in a couple of songs, and then I'll have the closing instructions.